Good morning, everyone. Are we all here? If we are, I'll call the meeting to order now. Welcome to the 7th Annual Crisis is Our Business Family Law Practice General Meeting. Before we listen to the minutes of the last meeting and any old business, I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome Eva Arroyo, who has just joined the company as one of our newest partners.
Thank you. It's really nice to be on board.
Our senior partner, Mindy Smith, sends her apologies. She cannot be here today as she is away on urgent business in Latin America. Abigail, can you read a summary of the minutes from the last AGM?
Yes, of course. The principal points of the last meeting, dated November 3rd, 2006, are the following. The meeting was called to order at 5.03 p.m. We commenced the meeting by reading and approving the minutes from the last AGM, dated November 3rd, 2005. The Treasurer, Abel Cash, presented the annual financial report for 2006. The year started with a balance of £32,000.30 and ended with a balance of £52,000.60. The increase was due to our increased activity surrounding debt collection and careful weeding out of potential problem clients. During last year's meeting, the bylaws were changed to reflect the change in the name of the law firm's library. Finally, as we are continuing to explore ways of improving company revenues, we spent the rest of the meeting brainstorming for ideas. Amongst those ideas was the idea for a company webpage. This concludes the reading of the minutes for the last meeting.
Are there any questions? Any old business that needs our attention? Or any amendments which need to be made to the minutes of our last meeting? If there aren't any questions or comments or amendments, I hereby ask the members present to approve the reading of the minutes as they are. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'd like to move on to today's new business. Without further ado, could someone call Mr. Lewis, who is just outside the door? Simon Lewis is a web page designer who will speak to us about setting up a web presence for our law firm.
Oh, thank you, Ms. Vickery. I'm very happy to be here today representing my web design company, Wired to You. It is my belief that every law firm needs to have a web page. It needs to have a web page for no other reason than for it to be found should someone be looking for you using a search engine such as Google, Yahoo, AIM, or any of the many others.
I always thought what this company needed was a bit of modernization.
Yes, Mr.
Sue N. Wynn.
Oh, Miss Wynn, your intuition is quite correct. Further, more and more people are using online tools, such as online yellow pages, instead of the phone book. They have discovered that it is faster and less cumbersome. From the statistics, which I will demonstrate in a moment, it is clear that not having a web page is as senseless as having an unlisted phone number for your law office. Modern law firms need a website if they want to be found by, for example, an important client who happens to be traveling and has left your phone number at home, or if the law firm wishes to be found by a potential client shopping on the internet for a law firm. Alternatively, it could be a fellow lawyer who is looking to contact you from overseas about an international case. Or the person looking for you could be a long-lost friend who needs legal advice. Indeed, law firms with earnings from clients in areas such as family law and bankruptcy discovered websites for marketing purposes long ago. And these days, not having a website can cause your firm to lose business. Many potential clients now check a company's website first before deciding to hire a lawyer from that firm. Please consider our company when choosing the web design company for all of your online law firm needs.
Thank you, Simon. Your presentation was very informative. Well, let's have our morning coffee break now.